This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour is Friday again.
The difference between this Friday and last Friday, and maybe next Friday, is that it's the Friday before Independence Day, and as such, there are tons of people listening right now. Tons, that's probably not a good adverb to describe the people. There are many, so many, many, many. How many, Doug? More than you can count, especially where there's construction everywhere on the interstates. You're slowed down now. There's a jam here, there's a jam there, getting into the city, out of the city, access to places that you want to get to. Don't be in a hurry because you'll have a problem. You'll be impatient or you'll get upset because there's a lot of traffic. Right now, there literally are millions of people on the road who are not normally on the road at this hour, or at least they're not on the road leaving to go someplace that will be hopefully pleasant and relaxing, or at least different, for the 4th of July, visiting family, friends, going to some place that you haven't been for a long, long time, or maybe ever. A lot of people are going to patriotic destinations for the Independence Day weekend. Yep. All right. Let's see what I can do to inform you or to get you to think about things that are going on. The establishment of a record or a reason for the ships colliding last week, the USS Fitzgerald, a destroyer, seven Navy sailors, that's redundant, seven sailors were killed. Other crew members, including the captain, were injured when the collision took place with a cargo vessel off the coast of Japan. So the Navy is grieving with the families of those who were killed. But the questions: how did this happen? Why did it happen? What the heck was going on? There are people who are in the service that will tell you they don't know. News media trying to get the answers, asking questions. What happened? There are those who will say, or who are saying, well, we don't have an explanation. That's not true. You're here to have a more often than not, deeper explanation. I feel sometimes like I would actually make a good contributor, Kara, to 60 Minutes, because I dig around, have the story. So the story behind the story with regard to this collision is that now it's thought, because the ship was registered in Turkey, that there may be some connection to terrorism. And people say, huh? What? Terrorism. A tanker? Not a tanker. A ship that carries cargo. It's a big one of those big container ships, I think. Anyway, what hasn't been reported widely is that this is the record shows that the ship, the freighter, was zigging and zagging, zigzag, and nobody was paying much attention to this. It was the middle of the night. The captain was asleep. And by the way, where the ships collided was right where everybody sleeps, so that's why there's so many people that were killed. Captain was injured. The captain will be replaced, because that's how the Navy does it. When anybody in peacetime gets into any kind of altercation, any kind of mess, any flipping disaster, there'll be an investigation. The captain will be reassigned to something else, but he will not be the captain of that ship any longer. And the lieutenant, who's probably a young kid who was on at the controls on the bridge, will be replaced as well. Some of the clues that have helped explain how this happened, because again, the way this happened, this is a ship that cost you and me, the taxpayer, almost $2 billion, $1.8 billion. This ship is one of the most modern, technologically advanced ships afloat It uses sensors to look into space, to look down into the sea. It reaches to extreme measures to hit targets potentially. Well, there's the human side of technology. There's a lot of automation in these ships, like there are a lot of automation in airplanes now. And this is an area that has a lot of ships in it. There was no moon over the waters south of Tokyo Bay. 2:30 in the morning. Captain's asleep. Captain's got to sleep sometime. And the people that are on the bridge who are responsible for using the ship's sensors plot the location of where they are and what's around them. The officers, the sailors, had situational awareness, but they were paying attention to what their ship was doing. They weren't paying attention to what was around them in the patch of ocean where they were sailing. And so this has happened before. There was a destroyer, the USS Porter, that was in a high traffic area in the Straits of Hormuz, and it collided with an oil tanker. But it collided with the oil tanker, and so in that circumstance, it was the Navy's fault. Well, in this circumstance, the captain was on the bridge, and he ordered the ship to turn left to cross ahead of a big ship to avoid a head-on crash, but he didn't do it in time enough, and even though he ordered full speed ahead, the destroyer wasn't able to get clear of it. So anyway, the point is that in this circumstance, the thinking now is that this destroyer was targeted by this freighter. And the freighter, again, I said it was Turkish registry. There are some people who think that there was a crew or the crew had Muslims on it. That's where they're digging at the moment. But regardless of whether the ship was zigging or zagging, the Fitzgerald should have gotten the heck out of there, out of the way. They didn't figure the distance. It wasn't a clear night, but it wasn't foggy either. And again, with all of the stuff that they got on this new equipment they have on this destroyer, they didn't pay attention to it. Or they paid not attention to what was in the water around it. I thought that you'd find it interesting that, and now they're looking into whether or not it was a terrorist attack. And that's something you haven't probably heard before. Investigators continue to focus on the crews of both ships and what they were doing. At this point, the people are dead. The ship will be in dry dock for a year. The captain will be replaced. And so will most of the executive crew. When it comes back out again, it'll be relaunched. But it's just a lot of money, and they're a combination of things. Even if it was targeted by the crew of the freighter, it still has the ability. It should have gotten out of the way. It should have been not. It should not have been a problem. Benson, the captain, Bryce Brent Benson, was hurt. The Coast Guard took him to shore by helicopter. But the crash was in an area where all of the compartments that are below deck where men are sleeping. There's a lot of machinery that's down there, and it was really quite a mess. There was a lot of flooding. The ship could have sunk. If it hadn't, they figured out how to pump it out. But it actually got to Tokyo on its own power. And now, whether they do the work over there, it's going to be tens of millions of dollars worth of repairs. They won't be out there in the ocean for a long time. So the question, again, how could this have happened? It could have been terrorism, but that isn't going to, you're not going to hear that from many people. I thought you would find that interesting, as I heard it from someone who was connected to the Admiralty. And so there it is. That's the story behind the story of that collision. These ships, though, they're amazing. I remember walking around the Iowa, which is berthed in Long Beach or in San Pedro, and in California, and thinking what an awesome ship it was. I've walked around submarines. I've been around ships before, but when you walk around and then you sort of get the sense of what these ships have done during wartime, what they were responsible for, what kind of action activity they saw, it really is. It's awesome to understand what they're capable of and what they've done. And then you think about war and how seemingly useless it is. And there's a whole philosophy. Maybe I'll share that with you someday next week about war and the money behind it. It's pretty incredible stuff. All right. Speaking of incredible, our 2020 news quiz question is coming up in a matter of moments. You'll be able to answer it by dialing 888-302-3684. So if you're of a mood, if you're a new listener, if you're listening at a time when you can actually take some action on a question that I'm asking, or you want to participate in the program, now's the time.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride The Wave. Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Okay, 2020 News Quiz question. Yesterday, I was talking about MSNBC and all of the new folks from Fox or from the right of center that are now showing up on MSNBC. Well, it turned out during the day yesterday, one of them announced that she was leaving. Who is that? Who, after 6 months coming from Fox, going to MSNBC, is leaving? 888-302-3684, swell prize, 888-302-DUG.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
One of my favorite silly rock songs of all time is this song, 1965, maybe early 66. The group was called Steam. It was a studio group that was just fooling around after a recording session, and somebody came up with this line. And I'm sorry, it was 68, 69. Sorry, I'm off by a year or so. Anyway, this song became number one. And it was just, they were horsing around in the studio. Na na, hey hey, kiss him goodbye. What do you think? I mean, listen to this if you haven't. You need a refresher course on the song. Crank it up, Carol. Yeah. What's happening? This is Gary DeCarlo. This whole thing. This is a typical studio song, like some of the Archies and Sugar Sugar. The guy, there were a couple of guys like Gary DeCarlo who were voices, usually backup voices, but they were also studio musicians who produced and were responsible in the studio for recording the songs. And so this guy, just in the studio, fooling around, did this. The reason we're talking about him is because he died yesterday at 75 from lung cancer. He spent his life being annoyed because after the song became a big hit, the record company assembled a band to perform it live, and they were the ones who were credited as the performers, but they weren't at all. It was this guy and the people in the studio who actually made the hit. But it was such a fabulous... Listen to this song. It's so silly. But yet, when you hear the instrumentation, how clever they were for it, especially when you think it's 1968, they're doing this. Listen to the...
And who hasn't gone to a sports game when this isn't what they play, right? When you're winning?
Yeah. sort of like a musical jam of all kinds of instruments that were available at the time. And it would take somebody like this who could hear as a record producer how all of these things would fit together. Pretty much like Phil, what's his face, the Wall of Sound. Same thing. It's kind of too bad the way he was discredited, because he needed credit. He should have had credit. Interesting, T.J. Levinsky, in one of those music things he does on PBS, did acknowledge his needing to get credit on this song. All right. So anyway, I could listen to that song all day long. That's another sad story. Michael Jackson's Chimp. Remember Bubbles?
Bubbles, sure.
Bubbles. Well, he and a bunch of other apes, about 60 of them, are going to be in Florida. Is it this weekend, Kara? It's next week. Next weekend. Next month, is it?
It's next month, yeah. I think it opens July 21st.
Yeah. Bubbles and 60 other chimpanzees who have been a part of movies like Planet of the Apes, a number of film and TV circus animals, are going to be put together to paint. And that's the whole thing. This is a charity set up to help them so that they can live in a center for apes. There's 61 of them need care at the end of their lives. And so a lot of the relatives, Michael Jackson's relatives, have not contributed to Bubbles since he died, which is kind of short-sighted. So anyway, Apes That Paint is going to be an exhibition opening in Miami later in July. Imagine that, though. Think about it.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. On the outside, there are wrinkles and graying hair. Aging has its effects on the inside, too. Senescent cells are cells that no longer work the way they once did. These cells contribute to many conditions associated with aging. Researchers are hoping to delay the aging process by using drugs to destroy these cells.
So the goal is not to have people living to be 130 and feeling like they're 130. It might be to have people living till they're 80, but feeling like they're 50 or 60.
Dr. James Kirkland is leading the research, and while it's not exactly the fountain of youth, he says the cost savings alone could be huge.
It's been estimated in some very good actuarial studies that if we could delay the rate at which aging processes occur by 2%, we would save $7 trillion in health costs by 2050 in the U.S. alone.
But don't run out looking for these drugs just yet. Dr. Kirkland says much more research is needed. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Hour, the overview of what's happening from my perspective. You have ideas, you have thoughts, share them as well. It's easy to do that at Doug Steffen on Twitter or Doug at DougSteffen.com. In a moment, we'll go through the charts for this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, something that is a tradition on Fridays to do here. Before that, though, a repeat of our 2020 news quiz question, so you can win yourself a swell prize by identifying the lady who, after 6 months at MSNBC, is leaving. We'll talk about why she's leaving or what the circumstances are. She came over from Fox, but yesterday at this time we were talking about all the people that were moving from Fox over to MSNBC, so, and she was the first one to do it. And a lot of people at the time said, wow, why is she going over there? What's going to happen to her career, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? All right, well, she didn't. Well, I'm not going to get into too much because that helps to give it away. I don't want to give away any more information. So help yourself to 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of the lady leaving MSNBC. and we will connect you to a swell prize. You'll be connected to Kara when you dial that 888 number, 888-302-3684, and then you get on the air. The idea is to ask the question, as I did first, around 20 past the hour, get the item on the air with the answer about 20 minutes before the hour. 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684 for the answer. Who is the person who's leaving MSNBC after going there from Fox about 6 months ago? So the folks at Talkers Magazine have done what they usually do every week, 52 weeks out of the year. There are a list of stories and people that have made it big in the news talk circuit. And because this hour of my programming during the day is more about some of the, I suppose you would say, legitimate, depending on who you have defined legitimate. I'd be as happy to talk about Krispy Kreme donuts sometimes as I would some of this other stuff. But anyway, for tradition's sake, here's the answer to what the story line looks like today. The usual at number 10, sports action, sports talk radio, baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, the European Union fines Google a lot of money. Let's see, number 8, the global malware attack, or malware, I guess you pronounce it like we do here in New England. Where did that come from? The Ruskies. Number 7, the YouTube shooting death. I spent no time on that myself this week, and we'll spend little time talking about it because I don't see any reason for a conversation about that. Sarah Palin and the suit against the New York Times, number 6. The CNN mess with their stories and lack of credibility, the usual baloney. 4, Mr. Trump tweeting about the two hosts of the MSNBC morning program. Man, I wish there's so many things he's doing that are good, but it just, this kind of stuff gets in the way, in my mind, of him having real credibility or being really presidential. I don't think he has to be like every other president, but come on, stop this stupid stuff about Mika Brzezinski and your face, Chuck. Just shut up about that stuff. Ugh. Number 3, the travel ban, and I have some information about that in a manner of speaking. I'm all for the immigration legislation, which is number 2, and the health care bill is number 1. Okay, over on the people side, this is the list prepared of the most chatted, the focus on the most chatted about people in news talk radio circles this week. Kim Jong-un is at number 10, Bernie Sanders at number 9, Sarah Palin at number 8, Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez at number 7, Vladimir Putin at number 6, number 5, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, number 4, Barack Obama, number 3, Rand Paul, number 2, Mitch McConnell, number 1, Donald Trump. No surprises there. So what does that all entail? Well, it's a couple of details about the sanctuary cities and the immigration bill. I'll have that for you in a few moments. But right now, let's get to the bottom of the question about who's leaving, who went, who surprised everybody, and now who's leaving MSNBC. Here is, let's see, is it Bill? Who's here? Bill. Is that Bill or Matt Marvin, Kara? That's Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
My answer is Greta Van Susteren.
Yes. What do you think of her? Do you pay attention to her when she's on?
She has a fantastic delivery. I would say that she would fit well in your program because she's an excellent journalist. I mean, you should have her on.
I might do that. As a matter of fact, I ask her what the story is. So,
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Her husband is her agent, and he was told yesterday afternoon that they were going to cancel her show on MSNBC at 6 o'clock. And then she posted on Twitter that was what was going on. They just didn't want her anymore.
I thought she had health problems.
That's not what I see here. I don't know what her health problems, if she has them, what are they? I haven't heard that. What do you hear?
Well, like last year, that's why she left Fox, because of health concerns or something like that. I read something like a couple years ago.
I think her problem was with Roger Ailes. She's one of the many people that had a problem with ales, and she just got fed up with it, and the opportunity was there. The folks at MSNBC were looking for somebody who was a credible, in their mind, conservative.
You know, the Supreme Court judges are going on summer vacation. How would you like to have a Supreme Court judge on your show, or can that be hooked up? Because I have a contact number for the new Supreme Court judge.
Ah, well, that's an idea. Hold on a second and give it to Kara. Don't go away. It's 42 minutes past the hour. Greta Van Susteren is leaving MSNBC. She was, let's see, let me go through the schedule here for a moment and see what the 5 o'clock hour averaged 1.3 million viewers, and the numbers dropped when Greta Van Susteren went on at 6 o'clock. What they were trying to do, at least what they said they were trying to do, was attract her viewers from Fox, because she had a popular program. Tried at the, I think she was on the same time as she was on over at Fox. She averaged about a million viewers, which is a drop from the previous hour, but better than what they were doing before. After her is Chris Matthews and Hardball, which has about 58% more viewers than she did. They have brought Nicole Wallace, who once worked for President Bush, apparently, hosting the 4 o'clock hour. And let's see, there are a couple of other people that, oh, Hugh Hewitt went over there. We were talking about that yesterday. But it's very interesting how all this stuff happens. In television, they give the shows less time than on the radio. I've always been taught, or I've always thought, actually, even from my own experience, that you need a good year to get a base in radio before you can really understand. A lot of managers and networks don't have, they think they don't have that much time or they don't have that much patience because of competition, but you really can't tell what a program is going to do on the radio unless you leave it on for a year, no matter what. On television, a little bit less time than that. So where will she go is the question that I heard more than anything else. She'll find another slot. She's talented. But where will that be? There will be a lot of questions because she was let go so abruptly by this network. Can she go to CNN? I wouldn't go to CNN. I don't think that's the place to go for anything like that at the moment. Anyway, that's the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question. So that gentleman is going to get a copy of a book written by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. It is, and perhaps you'll pay attention to that. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 43 past the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked, they're dried lightly, and then they're powdered so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time.
When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schilling in the office in Washington. I'm in my office in Massachusetts. We're focused now for a moment or two on this, a couple of minutes actually, because this is an important story. The House last night passed two hardline immigration bills that would penalize illegal immigrants who commit crimes in local jurisdictions that refuse to work with federal authorities to deport them. The president, as you'll remember, seeing some of the video or pictures of him with people who are victims of violence, criminals who are in this country illegally, and the victims, there are a lot of those stories around, needs to be addressed. Here's Paul Ryan describing the two bills that came out last night.
The first is case law. As you know, this is named after Kate Steinman, who was murdered 2 years ago in San Francisco by an illegal immigrant who had been deported several times. He should not have been here, and she should not have died. So this initiative will toughen penalties for illegal immigrants who repeatedly re-enter the country. The second measure gives the government the authority to withhold grants from cities that fail to cooperate with federal law enforcement. By flagrantly disregarding the rule of law, sanctuary cities are putting lives at risk, and we cannot tolerate that. Every day, Secretary Kelly leads professionals around the country and around the world, quite frankly, who are charged with keeping our homeland safe. They make incredible sacrifices. Our job here is to make sure that those professionals have the tools that they need and the resources that they need to carry out their work and to protect our communities. That is what these measures are all about.
The guy who killed this lady, Kate, was deported 5 times. And came back every time. So the bill steps up sentences for criminals who re-enter the U.S. illegally. I've never understood this. If you commit a crime and you're deported, what's the penalty? So they throw you out of the country, you come back again. Whether you're illegal or not, if you commit a crime like that, they put you in jail and forget where you came from. And don't send you back, don't send you anywhere. For that murder, that guy should have stayed in jail for the rest of his life. The No Sanctuary for Criminals Act bars sanctuary cities that don't cooperate with the feds from getting money. I'm not sure. It's not clear what money would be cut off, but it is clear that these are two important problems being addressed, and I think it's appropriate they be addressed and appropriate that the bills are passed and appropriate that we take some action. So that's how I see that. 10 minutes for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Tech Talk time. Victoria normally carries the burden of this information, but because I've become such a technologist myself, I've sort of been wrestling with her as to who should do this. Ha, ha, ha. probably should have had a care. Well, no, I have some credibility when it comes to some of this stuff. For example, in a moment, I'm going to help you understand how to find out which apps are killing your battery on your iPhone or on your device. That info and perhaps a solution for the problem in just a moment.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Well, for those of you who are concerned about what's killing your battery, I had this experience myself. I went through everything and found there's no. What I found out is that there's no one app that's a battery killer. It varies from one person to the next, depending on what you use, what your habits are with your phone. If you're somebody who leaves your phone on your desk for most of the day, turning on and off your screen probably isn't what's doing it. If you're listening to iTunes at the office, your music app is probably, the problem. As a way to find out, though, which apps are draining your phone, if you want to save your battery on days when you know you're going to be away from a charger, you can get proactive and limit your use. Find out how to do this. Go to your phone iPhone settings, scroll down to battery, tap it. You'll see a battery usage broken up by the last 24 hours, the last 7 days. You can look at the app that way. You'll also see which apps are using up battery life with background activity, meaning that even though you aren't using the app, you did swipe up close to it and it's draining your power. If you want an even more telling indicator, tap the clock icon along the top right corner. This will tell you exactly how much time you spent in each app.
I actually didn't realize because you know, I got an iPhone for the first time last year, so there are still some things that I'm learning about it.
Yeah.
So while I was reading this, I was actually going through and checking mine, and you know, everybody uses different things the most, but I use Twitter and Instagram probably the most. So I was just looking, and I can see okay how much percentage they're taking up of the battery, but I just looked at the clock to see how much time, and I can see that Instagram I've had it on screen for a while, but in the background it's been running for 20 minutes, and then my Messenger app for Facebook has been running in the background for 49 minutes. So those are all things, and you know, when I first got my iPhone, I was like, oh, this is amazing, the battery life is so long, and then of course I downloaded apps, and it's gotten much, much shorter, and I didn't realize until recently, I wasn't closing out of my background apps, so that definitely helped. So do you know how to do that on yours?
I do, as a matter of fact. I learned how to do it the hard way because my battery was going dead and to try to figure it out. So
it's super simple. All you have to do, if anybody doesn't know how, is just double-click the home button on your iPhone, and then a bunch of different pages show up, all the pages you've looked at, and you literally just swipe up on them, and then it closes them.
So this is going to – that's something there to help you. There's also the people who can't carry cell phone chargers around. There's a new – there's a new device that's being developed in California. As a matter of fact, the office is this company in Santa Monica. It's called U-Beam. And they've spent $26 million so far this year to figure out a way to charge your phone without having to plug it in. And that's really what they're going to buy. They say by this time next year, there will be a new wireless charging technology that will fix the problem of your phone going dead and you're not being able to plug it in or not being close enough to something that will help you plug it in.
That is so cool. I can't wait to check that out. That sounds awesome.
Yep. So your future may be free of cell phone chargers after all. It's 59.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.